And now for some expert advice from the experts at Upstate. Dr. Brian Nicholas, Assistant Professor of Otolaryngology and Communication Sciences, tells us what to expect when you go for a hearing assessment.
Well, I think it really depends on whether we're talking about an adult or a child. For adults, there isn't anything you need to do beforehand. When you get there, you'll essentially be placed in a soundproof booth. And there's different parts to the hearing test. One part is called pure tones, where this is the test that we sort of associate with a basic audiogram or hearing test, where you put headphones on and a beep is delivered at a certain frequency to one ear, and you push a button when you hear it. They determine what the threshold is, the lowest volume at which you can hear that particular frequency. There are other tests whereby they test your hearing for speech, which in practical terms is very important, to see if the threshold for speech matches up with what the threshold is for pure tones. And then very often we do a test called word recognition, which is a measure of how clear the words are. And in that test, the audiologist will mention a word to you and ask you to repeat that word. And what they're doing is they're grading what percentage of words correct you got. When they deliver those words, they're delivering it at a volume that's higher than they know you can hear it. So it's not really a test of hearing per se. It's a test of how clear the words are. And that gives us a lot of really important information. For kids, especially for younger kids, the challenge to test them is a little bit greater. Very often they go in that same soundproof booth with a parent or two, and we often do something called visual response, or visual reinforcement audiometry, whereby a sound is delivered in the room, not by earphones, but it's directional speakers, and we try to induce the child to look towards that speaker, and if they are able to look towards the speaker, they're reinforced with a doll clapping. And then you can give a signal to the other side and see if the child responds to that side. We don't get ear-specific information. We get what's called a sound field threshold, which gives us information on at least one ear. But very often in young children, that's very, very important. Another important test in kids is what's called tympanometry, where a little puff of air is blown into the eardrum or into the ear canal, and it measures how the eardrum responds. And that gives us a lot of information on the pressure behind the eardrum, whether there's fluid or not, whether there's a hole in the eardrum. So taken together, these tests can be very, very helpful.